This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You pay more for breakfast cereal, right? You pay more for credit cards with interest rates elevated in recent years. So how come the cereal increase is listed as inflation, but not the higher interest rates? Both affect our pocketbooks and our feelings about the economy in similar ways. There's a recent paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research causing some buzz about this. To help us understand this better, let us consult Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial here in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
There's something missing when we think about prices, isn't there? It's what it costs you when you want to borrow some.
Yeah, this is something actually a lot of us have been thinking about because of a paper we've been talking a lot about recently by Larry Summers and others at the NBER, pointing out that since 1983, measures of inflation like the CPI no longer include the cost of money. That is, when you buy a house, they don't figure in the mortgage rate anymore. When you buy a car, the financing rate's not there. It used to be when inflation was super high in the 70s, for example. So what these guys did is they went back and recalculated the index based on the old method. What they found was that inflation would have crested well over 20% back in 2021 when it was so bad. But even more important now, when we're getting numbers that are in the vicinity of 2% and 3%, it would still be running at 8% because, of course, interest rates are still really high. And when it comes to a household, buying a car, buying a house, these are real costs. And in fact, the average American is borrowing more now than they were 2 years ago, by a pretty considerable margin. I think it explains why people are still so miserable, even though it looks like inflation is much lower.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the big takeaway point. A smaller one, though, is it's a good thing you and I don't work at the Fed. That is a hard job, because if you're trying to battle inflation, what do? You raise interest rates. But if you include the higher interest rates in the inflation calculation, you have flipped a switch to make inflation higher.
Ooh, you just said the quiet part out loud. That is literally the Fed's job when they raise rates. The goal is to make things so expensive, people can't afford them anymore. And when they buy less, the price eventually stabilizes.
Very interesting. Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FHN Financial. Thank you for the briefing.
Thank you, David.